You are now listening to another masterclass on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. How's it going, my friends? My name is Alex Pardo. Welcome back. I'm excited to jump into today's podcast where I'm going to be interviewing the founder of Lead Sherpa, Mr. Jason Nickel, which is an awesome, awesome service and platform that we have been using for the course of the last probably 9 months or so to do our SMS marketing to motivated sellers. And there's so many benefits, as you're going to learn in this particular podcast, as to why you need to be doing SMS marketing, so many advantages from a lower cost per lead, lower cost per deal, higher profit margins in my experience. And this, as you're about to hear, this marketing channel is responsible for a big pop that we got coming up here in about a week or so. And we really dive into best practices when it comes to SMS marketing, what you need to know, what you need to avoid, how you need to do it to be most effective. And again, this is a service that we have been using. And so I'm excited to jump into this podcast with Jason. Welcome back, my friends, to another masterclass here on the Flip Empire Show. I am excited to have Mr. Jason Nickel on from Lead Sherpa. This is one of those episodes I've been looking forward to for a long time. Number one, because I've heard great things about Jason. Number two, we have been using his product, Lead Sherpa, for our SMS marketing for, we were just talking offline, Jason, about 6 to 9 months. And we've definitely gotten some deals from it. Matter of fact, I hate to jinx it, and I don't want to jinx it, but it hasn't quite closed yet. But Jason, I don't think you know this. We're about to close on a deal and make just shy of 40 on it. And the lead came from Sherpa, which is pretty awesome. Now, obviously, results aren't typical, all that disclaimer stuff. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen for you, but it's been a very effective marketing channel for us. And Jason, my aim here is obviously we want to provide as much value as possible and let people know why, first of all, why SMS marketing, and number two, how they can leverage your platform to drive their cost per lead, cost per deal down, and hopefully increase profits is really the goal at the end of the day. So before we get into kind of the meat and potatoes, a little bit about yourself, how you got into real estate, and then ultimately how you got into the software as a service business and how you've been helping investors over the last couple of years.
Sure. Yeah. I got into the real estate game in 2013, 2014. I did my first deal. Up until that time, I was a graphic designer, graphic and web designer, freelance and working for a couple other companies as well. So decided pretty quickly that that wasn't going to pay the bills long term in the way that I wanted to, you know, give me the freedom that I was hoping for me and my family. So after a couple of years, got into, you know, the tech side of real estate, right? So, you know, everybody starts automating their Podio and every other thing like that. It's a bottomless rabbit hole that you can go down, and I went down that hole quite a ways. Enjoyed it and got to a point where, you know, we started up a successful real estate business here in Denver. And that's where I am, by the way. I'm all along the Front Range from Fort Collins down to Pueblo. Okay. If your listeners know the area, and on the east side of the mountains here in Colorado. And so did a few deals and got to a point where we were doing regular deals, had a team and everything at the time, and saw our marketing costs start to skyrocket, really, right? So yeah. We did, you know, several large mailing campaigns, which was our primary at the time, our primary way to generate leads. And you know, people in our market here tend to get immune to the same messaging day in, day out, or even new messaging over the same medium. So we sent out a couple big campaigns and they flopped, and got me started thinking, okay, well, this isn't sustainable.
Yeah,
obviously. So what can we do to decrease our cost per lead, our cost per deal? And I had always, for a while, maybe about a year or so, I had an idea about mail merging, if you want to call it that, you know, pieces of information into a text message. So basically a digital postcard that's customized to the recipient. So that's okay. How the idea was born.
Got it. And how did you end up on SMS? Like, was there something around that time that kind of opened your eyes to the fact that, you know, I don't know what the stats are, but I have to think it's an extremely high percent of people that get a text message and open it, maybe close to 100%. You would probably know better than I would. But was there something in particular around that time you started to realize, and by the way, I feel your pain, we stopped, you know, sending out 30,000, 35,000 mail pieces because it's just very expensive. You know what I mean? And SMS is a fraction of that. So I'm curious if around that time, there was something that kind of opened your eyes to, hey, maybe I need to be marketing through text messages versus direct mail.
Well, the main eye opener was how much we were spending and not seeing the ROI that we expected on it. So we made it last for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, and it got to the point where it just didn't make sense anymore. So we had experimented a little bit with one-off texting and saw the response rates. And so I decided, you know what, I'm just going to throw some money at this. I'm going to look at it as a marketing expense, mm-hmm. right? And because that money's going out the window, you know, or out the door either way, right? So I'm just going to find a developer. I'm going to explain what this idea is all about, and let's just come up with a very rudimentary minimum viable product and see if we can make it work. So, you know, that was the main impetus behind the whole thing, was just, how can we stop pissing away so much money?
Got it. So at this point, Sherpa was really developed to solve a challenge and a need in your business. And then obviously you quickly realized that, you know, I'm curious, did you immediately start to see results in your own business? And that's when kind of, you know, the light bulb was like, well, maybe this is a product that can really help other real estate investors as well.
No, in fact, we came up with, we started building it out, I believe, sometime in June of 2017. I had a working product maybe 2 months later that we were actually able to test with, and it did not work for me. And I didn't understand why at first. And what I came to find was that I was just using bad data. I was using really cheap, inexpensive data, and we were getting to the wrong people. We weren't reaching the right people. And that's when I understood then at the same time how important it is to get good, high quality phone numbers to reach the right people. Otherwise, you're throwing things. So I actually let someone else use the system for a few months and shelved it, right? And came back to it early 2018. I got a call and the guy that I let use it, he's like, hey man, this thing is unbelievable. You know, we probably made $250,000-$300,000 this month, but only spent $5,000. Like, it's incredible. And so from there I said, all right, well, it's time to take another close look at this and see what I can do here. And that's when I found out really the data was my issue.
Got it. Can you elaborate a little further? I'm so glad you touched on the data, because I've worked with coaching clients and I've talked to listeners of the podcast. And when I start to ask questions and peel back the layers of the onion, I find out that they're trying to go really, really cheap on the data. And I tell them that makes no sense. Think about, you know, the potential opportunity cost just because you're trying to go cheap on the data. It makes no sense. If you have, you know, it's bad data in, bad data out. And so talk a little bit about the importance of high quality data. And then I think that's, correct me if I'm wrong, so we've been using the system 6 to 9 months. You guys provide also skip tracing. And I think there's a few other bells and whistles that you guys have. So if you can kind of share some thoughts on the importance of quality data.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything, right? Number one, you got to have a system that can deliver the messaging, but if you're not reaching the right people, then you're not going to get deals. You know, there's a lot of data providers out there too, that will only give you hits on 60, 70% of your list, yeah. Right? Everybody harps on the fact, well, is it credit bureau quality data? That might give you maybe a 3 to 4% lift over, you know, some of these other data sources out there that we've been able to tap into. But if you're missing that 60, 70% all the way up to 100% gap, right? We're filling that gap, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're getting quality. We call it tier one phone number data, right? Because we've tested it against the best of the best, and it's as good or better than anything else out there. Plus, we're giving you way more data points too, and we can talk about that later. But I guess the main thing really is I'm highly incentivized to give myself and our users high quality data, because if they're not hitting the right people, they're not getting deals, and then they're not going to stay customers of ours, right? So, you know, we tested many different data sources before we figured out exactly the right recipe for what it is that we're providing here. And you know, we could get data at, you know, for less than a penny a record, right? But that data sucked, so that's not what we're doing.
That's right. And by the way, I can co-sign on what you're sharing, because I used to have a TLO account and I was always very hesitant to unplug, because, you know, I was always told TLO was kind of the gold standard. And when we started to test out, you know, through Sherpa, man, it was just as good, if not even slightly better, from a quality data perspective. So that for me, aside from the fact that the messaging platform really works, that's when I was really sold on the fact that, man, this is a quality service because of the data. And you touched on how important the data is. Let me take a few steps back here. For somebody that hasn't been exposed to SMS marketing and is not currently texting motivated sellers, can you share some stats, some reasons why SMS, we touched on the fact that it's a lower cost per lead. In many cases, lower cost per deal, if not in almost every case, especially compared to direct mail. What are some other reasons people need to be looking at SMS marketing?
Yeah. Well, I always say, first of all, if you've got marketing channels that are working, obviously stick with those. Don't stop those in order to start something that that's been untested for your company, right? So if you got something that is that's kind of waning or hasn't been proving itself over the last few months, maybe redirect some of your money into the next marketing channel. Why SMS? Well, first of all, for us, it dropped my cost per lead and cost per deal by almost 90%, right? We were at between $6,000 and $7,000 to get to one deal in Denver. And our average wholesale deal in Denver is, you know, between $30,000 and $35,000 roughly. That cost per deal and cost per lead dropped for us. And like you said earlier, this I can't say that it's typical, but I'd see it happen all the time, right? It's not just us that realize this advantage or this gain, right? So it dropped you know, to around $600 to $700 for a deal. From 6 to 7, you know, it dropped 90%. It was incredible. It really was. You know, and that price point or that cost has been sustained over the last year and a half or so for us now. So, it does, you know, there are diminishing returns with text messaging. That is one thing to be aware of, right? I mean, there are, there's a finite amount of properties that you can text message that you might actually be interested in going after in any given market. So ultimately or eventually you're going to have to go bigger or broader with your targeting. And that's what we recommend people do. So don't focus too much on the niche list, the pre-foreclosures, the tax defaults, right? Because you're going to blow through those in just a matter of, you know, a couple of minutes.
Right. And that's the one thing that people don't realize with your particular service is that one of the reasons it's compliant, which is a big topic of conversation out there, is because it doesn't have, and maybe I'm not using the right terminology, Jason, so correct me if I'm wrong, but you have to physically like press a button, right? It doesn't have the ability to just like send out a huge mass text campaign like some of the other platforms out there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So you need what we call, and what the law requires, is human intervention, right? So you can't click the button once and send out 1,000 messages. If you want to send 1,000 messages, you got to click that button 1,000 times. But we've built it in a way to be scalable. So, you know, we send 6,000-7,000 a day, which is, you know, maybe on the low end of a power, what a power user might send. And we have people sending 20,000-40,000 a day as well. Right. But, you know, we cater to everyone along that spectrum, right? If you just want to send a few hundred, you can. It's very easy though to get that amount of messages out. You just got to have the manpower, to process them.
So I'm glad you said the word manpower, because I want to ask you a question about that. But before I do that, I kind of don't want to gloss over it because it's so important. I think oftentimes, Jason, people, especially investors and entrepreneurs, we're so focused on profit and we're so focused on growing the top and the bottom line. And people don't realize that when you can shave expenses and reduce your overhead, that's just as good as putting money in your pocket. So when you talk about your cost per deal being $6,000 to $7,000, you take that down to $600 to $700. That's just as good as putting money in your pocket, man. I mean, that's amazing. So I don't want to gloss over the fact that it's not just about growing revenue and profit, but look at ways that you can shave down expenses and overhead. Now getting to the manpower part of this conversation, to send out 2,000-3,000 text messages a day with Lead Sherpa, what tools, resources do you need? What does the manpower, the infrastructure need to look like? You know, we have our virtual assistant, you know, sending out not nearly as many as you guys, 1,000 to 1,200 a day. But I'm curious, from your perspective, what have you seen is needed to be able to send out a couple thousand text messages a day? And then obviously reply to these people, follow up. I want to kind of get into that part of the conversation.
Yeah. So we found that one user, one person really can handle a maximum of about 3,500 messages sent in a single day to a fresh list. And when I say fresh list, I mean a list that has never been hit before, because those are the lists that are going to have a much higher response rate, right? Okay. Your first time through, you're going to hit a list and all the low hanging fruit, you know, the people that actually have a property they want to sell are going to raise their hand right off the bat, right? And then the second, third times through, you get diminishing returns, right? So instead of a 35-40% response rate, you might have in the teens the second time through, and then single digits thereafter. So you need to have somebody from your team, getting back to the manpower question, somebody from your team who understands really what a lead is for your business, right? Mm-hmm. This is not something you want to hand off to a VA and say, hey, go watch this training.
Yeah.
Understand how to do this thing and then just start, you know, sending me and my company leads. Like, it's not a passive way to generate leads like some of these other methods are out there. It's got to be actively managed and managed by the right person. If you've got the wrong person doing it, lots of leads are going to slip through the cracks and you're going to miss deals.
Okay, got it. What type of messaging do you recommend? I mean, I don't want to overthink this, but if I'm putting myself in the shoes of somebody listening to this podcast, they're probably thinking, well, you know, obviously there's no magic words or tech, but what type of messaging have you found to be effective using through your platform?
Yeah. So one of the things that we learned pretty early on is we were telling people what to say, right? I found a specific phrase that worked pretty well for us. And we said, all right, well, we'll share it with everyone. Everyone started using that. And guess what happened? The carriers pick up on that, even though you're merging in unique pieces of information about each property and recipient. The carriers are smart, right? And so they're going to pick up on those phrasing patterns and start to filter the messaging. So I don't tell people exactly what to say, but there are four things we tell people to include in their messaging, right? So I'm going to try and remember this from memory here, because it's been a while since I've talked through this. But one, you know, you want to identify yourself, right? And we recommend you do that by using your first name. You don't want to use your full company or your full name just yet, because there are people out there who are going to go immediately to Google or the BBB and write a negative review. We don't recommend concealing your identity. We just recommend holding back the full details of who you are until you know that you've reached somebody who truly has a property that they'd want to sell within the next couple of months.
Makes sense.
Yep. So identify yourself, first name. Identify the recipient by their first name or last name, you know, Mr., Mrs., whatever, however you want to phrase that. There are ways to merge in a custom column, you know, into the CSV, into the system, so you can get the Mr. and Mrs. correct if that's how you wanted to address somebody. Identify the property address, So they know exactly what you're talking about, and then ask a question. All right. Okay. So if you do those four things, and I tell people come up with 10 or 15 different ways to say the same thing with those four ideas in mind there, you can rearrange the messaging. It doesn't have to be in that order. That makes sense, right?
It does.
So the key is come up with 10 different ways to say the same thing with the ideas that I just gave you, and then cycle through those messages. You know, every 200 or 300, you're going to want to switch up your message from message one to message two, and then message two to message three. That'll keep your delivery rates high.
Okay.
And then also keep your engagement high too. The higher your delivery rates, obviously, the more people you're reaching, and then in turn, the more people that will respond to your outreach there.
Got it. Jason, this might be an odd question, but one that just came to mind. How do we even know that our message is being actually delivered? You brought up an interesting point, something I didn't even think of, and something I'm going to take back to our team is coming up with more ways of saying the same thing using that four criteria. And when you said, you know, cycling through the messages keeps your delivery rate high, is there a way as a user, or like, how do we know if our delivery rate is low, medium, high? Like, kind of an odd question, but is that even possible?
No, we present the delivery rate in big bold letters there right in front of you for the current batch.
Okay.
And then we have what we call batch stats down below, where you can see it for every 100 messages. This was an idea that I came up with because I wanted to know when something turned, right? When the effectiveness of a message turned, or if something was wrong with a phone number, I wanted to be able to identify or pinpoint the time when that actually happened. So we are very transparent with all of our stats like that, right? So you can see the delivery rates presented to you right there for easy access.
Okay, very interesting. I wasn't even aware of that. Okay. As far as, granted, this is probably, the answer is to test this, but I'm curious, have you found a certain time of the day is most effective when communicating with prospects via text message, or is it just all over the board?
Well, we typically see the afternoon will yield a higher response rate, but the key really is just consistency. Yeah. And having the right person manage it. So, you know, if you're going to have someone on this full time, like if you're someone who's going to be doing, you know, 20, 30,000 outgoing messages or more a month, you need somebody really who's almost a full time manager of the system, to do this. And so I would say, afternoons are best, but you're going to want that person really working all day long. We don't text on Sundays. But every other day of the week, I think is fair game. I don't recommend Sundays because I wouldn't want to get a text message on a Sunday. Yeah. We don't prohibit our users from doing that, but that's just kind of a best practice in my opinion.
Right, right. We also use holidays as an opportunity to not even ask about the property, but just to send them a warm message and, hey, we're thinking about you. And we've gotten really, really good feedback. Like those are the types of things that a lot of investors don't even think to do or are just not going to do. Hey, Mrs. Joe, you know, thinking about you this Thanksgiving, you know, wish you the best in your family. Just little messages like that can go a long way. So just wanted to kind of throw that in there. What types of results are you seeing a lot of the users get? And I, again, that's going to vary from city to city, experience to, you know what I mean? But typically speaking, is there an average, like X amount of, you know, I know when I was doing a lot of direct mail, I knew that for every X amount of mailers sent, we can pretty much bank on a deal. I can't obviously ask you to give that direct number because that's going to vary. But on average, based on what you've heard from your users, what are the typical expectations?
It really does vary. You know, in the Midwest, for example, somebody might send out 300 messages and get 20 leads out of that.
Yeah,
I could send 3,000 messages in Denver and get one lead or even no leads sometimes, right? So, yeah. For me, my numbers are, you know, it takes me between 40 and 50 leads to get to one deal.
Okay.
And that could vary. However many messages it takes to get to a lead varies for me, right? But it's going to be in the thousands to get to two or three leads, right?
Yeah.
Somebody in the Midwest could kill it, right? It just depends on the market. We've had people that open up the service the second day and get four contracts. That's our record so far. Four contracts the second day. We've had people take some 4 months before they get their first contract, sure, too, right? Which is, it's just, it's just like any other marketing channel. You got to be consistent,
right.
Understand what a lead is for your business and have the right person qualifying those leads, getting them off of the text message chain, right? Because what really all I'm looking for and what I recommend to people is who cares what the price is, right?
Right.
All you want to know is, do they have a house that they want to sell in the next couple of months, right? If it's a retail type lead, then kick it over to your agents. If you don't have an agreement in place with an agent, you should. Luckily for me, my wife and her team take care of all of our retail leads.
Awesome.
But we've monetized a lot of leads that way over the last year and a half, 2 years now that we would have just thrown in the trash. So make sure you got a retail component. Or a way to convert those types. If you don't have somebody that's licensed on your team, you can just sell the leads to a, you know, a high volume agent in your market.
Yep.
So, you know, that's important, but, otherwise, you know, I'm getting them on the phone call, right? I want to make sure that they've got a house for sale and that's it. Right. And then I'm determining what type of lead it is from there.
Makes sense. One of the things I want to share with people listening, and this might sound very obvious, but you'd be surprised how many people either don't do this or don't even realize it, is when that message comes in from that prospect or that homeowner, the quicker you can reply back within the system, the better. When we first started using the system, I'd find that, you know, the team member we had managing it, it might take her 12 to 24 hours to reply. And that just is, that's going to hurt, you know, your ability to communicate and have a conversation and see if it's a viable prospect or not. And so make sure that you're replying to people as quickly as possible. The other thing, Jason, I'm curious your thoughts on this. We found that when we pushed the lead from Lead Sherpa into Podio, we found that there was a disconnect when we then communicated with them through texting inside of Podio, or even if we called them because they didn't know the number, it was a different phone number. And so what we did, I'm curious if there's a better way to handle this, is before we took the lead from Sherpa to Podio, we would let them know, hey, listen, this team member, this is her mobile number, save it. She's going to follow up with you and communicate from here moving forward using this phone number. Have you found that to be a challenge for some other users, and what are some ways around that?
Well, no, that's a good way to do it. If you have to switch the number up, just let them know that it's going to be coming. And let them know. But we developed a solution for that. We call it call and SMS relay. So you may not be aware of this, but you can put all your different team members into Sherpa and along with their cell phone number, right? And so when you push that lead into Podio, you can connect that relay feature to whoever that lead is going to be going to. So if you've got an acquisitions manager, you can just connect the lead at that time. And then when that lead texts back in, it'll relay it through the Sherpa Relay Center and to your acquisition manager's phone, right? And it'll come through to their normal text messaging app. And so then he can text back and forth with that lead, and it still appears that it's the same number that they originally texted from. Does that make sense?
I feel like an idiot. I didn't even know that, man. We've been using the system for 6 to 9 months. I didn't even know that was a feature. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's our fault, I think, for not making that feature better known. But, you know, maybe I'll make a post about that on the Facebook group or something.
Very cool.
If they call, the same thing happens. We can't mask currently the outgoing phone number. So if you call the lead from your cell phone, it won't mask it. But the text messages will be masked. And that's for legal reasons. But we were trying to work through that. We think we might have found a solution.
Okay. Very cool. Last couple of questions for you before we get you out of here, Jason. This has been super, super helpful. As far as follow-up is concerned, do you recommend people keep communicating with the homeowner through Sherpa until you know it's a viable lead and then push it into your CRM? Or I'm curious at what point you recommend users to take it from Sherpa to their CRM?
Yeah. So you don't want to clutter up your CRM with a bunch of, you know, potential leads, unless you've got like a really fantastic follow-up system that you want to just dump them into, like a drip system. Mm-hmm. You know, then that would be the exception, right? But, you know, that's something we're building into version 2.0 of Sherpa here. So stay tuned for that. But I recommend not pushing anybody over until you know that they've either, you know, got a house to sell, or it's something like, you know, I'm not ready quite yet, but sometime in the next couple of months, I will be. Okay. They've indicated they've got a house that they're going to sell. Let's get it out of Sherpa and into your normal CRM so you can manage that lead how you normally would.
Got it. Got it. Makes sense. Brother, I have pretty much asked you everything I've wanted to ask you as far as Sherpa and SMS marketing. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you think people should know as it relates to your service and or just SMS marketing in general?
SMS marketing in general, I mean, really the key is to just keep things short and sweet, to the point. Ask questions, keep people engaged. That way, by asking questions, don't exceed 160 characters. That's going to break up your messaging, you know, into multiple messages to the recipient, which looks kind of spammy. Never ever send links. Okay. That's going to be the quickest way to kill all your phone numbers. I don't know. There's so many little nuanced things that we've learned over time that, are key to keeping delivery rates high, keeping your numbers good. You know, I guess the key to me, really, the number one reason we see people fail is because they've got the wrong person managing the system.
Okay.
So, spot check, if you've got VAs working for you, regardless of what system you're using, make sure you're spot checking the work. You know, it's not something that you can just set it and forget it. I've got a VA who I trust really, really well with our system now, who actually have doing some work for some of our customers who need a little bit of help as well. But I still occasionally spot check his work too, just to make sure that, you know, things haven't changed, and just to see what's working and what isn't. So I think that's key. Just make sure you got the right people running your system.
Awesome. Awesome. Absolutely love it, Jason. Hey brother, before we get you out of here, this is one of the questions I usually ask guests. You seem like a very young guy. Let's rewind the clock 15 years, maybe 20 years, knowing everything you know now. And this doesn't have to be even about real estate or business or anything else, but just if you had to kind of boil it down based on your experience, what's the one piece of advice you wish you knew at 20, 25 years old? What's the one thing you'd tell yourself?
Yeah. I mean, what I've learned recently, well, I'd say over the last 5 years or so, is to surround myself with people who are better at what I want to do than I am. Right. And so, you know, whether that's a mentor or a mastermind group or whatever it is, I'm spending a lot of money every year now, to surround myself, put myself in a position where I'm in close proximity to these types of people. You know, you never stop learning, and it's going to accelerate your learning exponentially, right? So get in a group of people who understand what it is you're trying to accomplish, and they're going to get you there much faster.
Couldn't agree with you more, man. And so anybody that's interested in connecting with you, or, you know, possibly even seeing if they can leverage Lead Sherpa to do more deals and, you know, bring down their cost per lead and all that, how can they connect with you? How can they find out more about the service? Obviously, we'll include all the links and resources in the show notes page, but where's the best place to go?
Yeah, just go to leadsherpa.com, our website, leadsherpa.com, LeadSherpa.com. There's a couple different request access buttons there on the main page. Just hit that, fill out the form. We like to talk to everybody before they become customers, just to understand, you know, where you're at, a little bit about your business and where you're coming from too. So make sure you enter the Flip Empire invite code there too, just so we understand how you found us.
Yep. Awesome. Well, Jason, hey man, I really, really appreciate you. Again, I've been wanting to get you on because we've had success using Lead Sherpa and we've done some deals from it. We got a pretty big pop coming up in about a week as a result of it. And, we have put direct mail on pause for now, and we're focusing heavily on SMS marketing. So really effective, marketing channel. Test it in your market. Highly, highly recommend you connect with Jason, see if you're a fit for Lead Sherpa. And, like he mentioned, make sure you use Flip Empire in one of the questions about how you heard about this, and reach out to me if you have any questions. I'd be happy to share with you my experience. Quite honestly, we have a team member that, you know, was the one that was responsible for putting everything together, which is probably why I don't even know or am aware of some of these features that you just kind of educated me on. So highly recommend it. Reach out to me. Happy to share my experience. So head over to leadsherpa.com, put in Flip Empire, connect with Jason. I think you'd have to schedule a call and see if it's the right fit. Is that right, Jason?
Yep, you got it exactly right.
Okay, beautiful, my friend. Well, hey, I appreciate you. I know that you and I will probably connect at a future mastermind here. And if there's anything we can do to add value or help, just reach out. Let me know, man.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it.
All right. Awesome. And thank you, my friends, for tuning in to another masterclass. I look forward to having more experts like Jason here to provide resources and content that can really help you in your life and in your real estate business. So appreciate you. And I will connect with you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.